All right, we are here, ready to start this basketball game as Cannon County will take on DeKalb County and the Middle School Saints, and the tip-off is going to be won by the Cannon County Lionettes. Get you some rosters as we go along. That's going to be a shot by Addison Estes, no. And here comes DeKalb with the basketball. Number 22, Jordan Agee. And it will be DeKalb ball. DeKalb. Agee. Right side, top of the key. Here's a three from number 32, Lily Young. No good. And the rebound ripped and thrown away. Bailey Sism is back tonight for the Cannon County Lionettes. As we're right here on Cannon Rock Radio on your Zeno Radio app. Pass along to Hunter. Hunter tries to finish it, couldn't do it. Rebound tipped, and they're going to say over the back, which is not an over the back call, but they're probably saying run the clock. Ball goes back to DeKalb County. Number 21, 22 Agee. Agee will give it over in the corner to Fuson. Fuson back to Agee. Agee tries to dribble it on the baseline and out of bounds. Cannon County with the basketball facing a full court press much like they did against Westwood on last Thursday. There's going to be a foul on DeKalb. Bella Mason will inbound it. No score early on. Naomi Muse with the basketball. And now they're going to call a foul away from the ball. And that's going to be on Hunter. Hunter. Left side, there's Agee for a three. Won't go. Rebound overrun by Agee, and Sism gets it out to Muse. Naomi starts the layup. Couldn't make it stick. Rebound by Sism. Won't go. Here's Muse with a little inside jumper and scores. 2-0. Cannon County. 4:11 left to go in the opening period of play. Dribbles out to Young. Young top. Agee trying to make a move. Crosses it over. Finds number 25, Fuson. Her three is no good. And the rebound by Bella Mason. Mason will get it. Got it. She takes it to me. Oh. Here's the inbound over to Agee. That's okay. Get it. Thank you. And the ball going out of bounds. It'll be Cannon ball. There's a steal by DeKalb County. And the Middle Saints with the basketball. Adcock leads it over to the right side. Here comes Fuson driving the baseline. Sism cuts her off, pulls up the jumper. Mason gets the loose ball rebound. Long pass over to Muse. Muse over there is Addison Estes, and Estes knocks it down. Timeout called by Canning by DeKalb. Cannon ahead by a score of 4-0. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment.
Some delicious home-cooked type food Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m., and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
All right, back here. It'll be DeKalb County basketball. Lily Young, top of the key to the right side. Shot up by Adcock, won't go, and the rebound comes out to Estes. Estes. Long pass underneath, and that's Musin. Muse will lay it in. 6-0. DeKalb County, or Cannon County over DeKalb. Bad pass, but the ball touched last by Mason as it goes out of bounds. Cannon's almost had a turnover. DeKalb will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll feed it in to Fuson and a scramble for the ball. DeKalb ball. And a foul away, and that might be on Hunter. No, they're going to call that on Naomi Muse. Muse and a steal. Estes comes away with it. Estes going to pull up for the jumper high off the glass. There's Mason with the rebound. Mason got it wrestled away from her. And going to be a foul on Estes. Inbound. Over and back. You can't do that. You can't catch it on one side and be on the other. You got to be both feet. Either which way is. Pass deflected. Shot missed. And here's Sism. Bailey running it up. 1:57 and the ball going out of bounds. There's a shot, and it's good. That's the cigar. Excuse me. Muse again with her sixth. Top of the key comes AG, drops it down to Fuson, and Fuson posts it up well. Scores DeKalb's first points, 8-2. And now a foul going on AG. Inbound comes up, going over to Sism. Sism clears it to, here comes Estes with a three. No, Sism with the rebound. Drives inside, Hunter takes the ball back in control, gives it over to Muse. Muse fires it inside, but Hunter was covered up, and it'll be taken away by DeKalb. Jordan Agee on the right side. Shot up, no. Rebound out to Estes. Estes. Baseline shot blocked by the backboard. Gives it over to Sism, and Sism hangs a two. 10-2. 31 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. There's a runner by AG, no good. Rebound by Fuson. That one put back won't be good. And Estes gets, or Mason gets the rebound. Gets the ball back somehow. And here comes a pass over to Muse. Muse drops it in. 12-2 at the end of one. Here's AG. Gonna have to throw it up there. And there's gonna be a foul. Two shots. And that'll end up, they're shooting the free throw. She missed both of them. So the end of one, it's 12-2 in favor of Cannon. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more in a moment.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law. Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Back here, we're going to quarter number two. Turn my own microphone off. DeKalb County ball. Naomi Muse scoring 8 of the 12 points on the board. She scored most of the points in the game in the loss against Westwood back on Thursday night. They drop one off inside to Fuson. Nice post move. Fuson couldn't follow through with it. Hunter got the rebound and the turnaround pass out to Muse. Now goes over to Estes. Estes throws it up and scores. Nice timing by Addison Estes. 5.5 left to go in the first half. AG drops it over to Adcock. Top of the key. They'll swing it number 14 in the game. We'll get a name for you here in a moment. Actually, number 12 is not Adcock. Ball is thrown away. It'll be Cannon County ball. Here's Muse over right side. Let's see who stepped in. It's going to be number 23, I think. 20, no, there's no 23. I'm going to say 22, Kennedy Higgins. Shot up by Muse. And it's the cab ball. Higgins in the lane against AG for three. And the long rebound into the hands of Muse. Muse outnumbered. Hunter trailing. Muse lays it up anyway. Well, there's Lola Colwell. And a long-range shot by Colwell, not going to go. She'll get the ball back. Tried to drop it off inside, won't go. And here comes Hunter for Cannon County. Kennedy Higgins over to Muse. Muse shot, no. Rebound into the hands of Estes and AG. And AG reached up and grabbed Estes as Estes stole the ball. Maggie Hendrickson is in the ball game for DeKalb. And she's coming out. No, she's not coming out. 15, Kaylee Kent also in the game. Shot up by Higgins. Won't go. Rebound back out. Here's a three for Muse. Won't fly, and the Cavs got it back. Caldwell trying to dribble out of trouble. Caldwell left side. Goes right wing. Here comes number 14, Hendrickson. And she's going to throw up a little 10-footer and nail it. So Hendrickson knocks it down. 3:33 left to go in the first half. And that'll go out of bounds. The Cav ball. Inbound. Right side. Top of the key. There's Caldwell. Her shot rattles out. Hunter with the board. Outlet to Muse. Muse driving it up the paint in the lane. Couldn't get it to fall. She had a defender in a way, had to adjust and didn't adjust in time. And now there's a foul going to be called against number 22, Higgins. .307 left to go in the first half. Right side pass to number 14, Hendrickson. She'll go to the wing. That's Caldwell, and Caldwell gets a strip. Muse comes up with it. Muse against Kent. Muse takes it all the way. 18-4. Pass to the right wing. Back over to number 15. That's Kent. Kent left side. There's a shot by Hendrickson. Cannon gets the loose ball. One and done. Go DeKalb. Here's a corner shot from Estes. And DeKalb takes the rebound. Middle school Saints. Lady Saints. Now in some trouble. Number 13, Adcock, almost double team. Gets rid of it to Hendrickson. Hendrickson going to drive the lane and draw contact, I believe, on Higgins. And I'll put two free throws on the line for Maggie Hendrickson. Macy Foster will check in. Muse and Sism will take a seat, as also Bella Mason in the ball game. Free throw missed by Hendrickson. We'll get another one though. Up, good. 2:09 left to go in the first half. Pass goes over to Hunter. Down on the baseline. Back out to Higgins. Top of the key to Estes. Estes jumper on the back of the iron, and the rebound run down by DeKalb, but tipped out of bounds by Foster. Here's a three on the way. Air ball, and Hunter with a touch pass over to Estes. Estes will bring it up the floor. Estes now a traveling call in the paint. By Cannon, and it'll be DeKalb ball again. Left side, top of the key, here we go. Left side, it's Hendrickson. Right side, Fuson for three. That one's off, way off the mark, and the rebound is no good, but Estes will pick up the foul. She fouls AG. And inbound, or free throw up and good by AG. That'll be Jordan's first point, 18-5. Cannon, second free throw, rattles off. And out of bounds off of Hendrickson. Inbound by Bella Mason. Throw it in over to Hunter. She'll turn around, find Estes wide open. It's Foster. She wants it. Foster, or Estes, goes in by herself and is fouled by number 15, Kaylee Kent. Free throw up, no good. Estes will get a second opportunity at the charity stripe. That one won't go either. Rebound run down by Kent and almost threw it away. Nice defensive play by Higgins. It'll be the cap ball. Minute six left to go in the first half. Run through some announcements at halftime. Things going on in Caney County in the next couple of weeks. I also talk a little bit about a football game that's coming up on Friday. Top of the key it goes. There's Kent. Right side. Find it over to number 12. That's Colwell. Drop it down to Kent in the corner. Kent will bring it back top of the key. There's number 23, Dina Olivia Derrick. We haven't heard from her tonight, although she started the game, and the ball sails out of bounds, but it'll be last touched by the Lionettes. 38 seconds left. Inbound. Pass or shot blocked, and Hunter, 35 seconds over to Estes. Estes going for the layup, too hard. Rebound pulled down by Hunter. She fell down. That's going to be a travel. So the Lionettes kind of blow that one. Long pass. Overthrown. Now long pass. Estes got it over to Hunter. Hunter trying for the layup of her own. She's got it. 20-5. Cannon. AG driving. Throws one up. Might have been fouled by Estes, and that's what the DeKalb County fans are upset about. No call. Mason, 1 second, throws up a half-court shot, and it didn't quite work. 20-5, our score. We'll take a break. Get you caught up on all the news and events right here on Cannon Rock Radio.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hey, it's your play-by-play announcer. I spent all my extra money on Halloween candy this week, and no one stopped by Monday, even though I left my outside light on. Probably my screaming sound effects CD that I had playing didn't help, but I was just trying to create a Halloween atmosphere. Any rate, TSSAA charges us $750 a game during football postseason if we want to live stream. While we'd love to do that, since we're just beginning our adventure with HometownShowcase.com, we have decided to bring you this ball game on Friday night on a tape-delayed basis, which is much cheaper. So we'll tape record the Cannon County and Loudoun game, post it on HometownShowcase.com. The cost to view it is just $6.99, or you can hit the subscribe button and view the entire season to date for just a total of $5.99. Video live streaming on HometownShowcase.com. Kim Kuhn of Spay It Forward Cannon County has put together a very nice Cannon County calendar showcasing some of the various places here in Cannon County. The calendar is selling for $15. Proceeds will go to Spay It Forward and Spay and Neuter in Cannon County. Calendars are available at Iron Pig Antiques, 103 North Cannon Street in Woodbury. For more events and news information, keep it tuned right here on the best music on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Need a coat? The annual Coats for Cannon event is Friday, November the 11th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Woodbury Lions Club Shed, located by the Woodbury Lions Club building. Anyone needing a coat is eligible to receive one if they are a Cannon County resident. Donations of slightly used coats, new gloves, socks, and hats are now being taken at Sue Patrick CPA's office at 109 Lester Street in Woodbury, or you can give your used coats to a Lions Club member. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. It's the 32nd annual Cannon Country Christmas, Friday, November 18th and Saturday, November 19th. Watch for more details in the upcoming editions of the Cannon Courier. The Cannon Courier's Turkey Tumble will start November 15th. More announcements on this huge event soon, upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cannon County High School Cheer Competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Cannon County High School. Timed awards in each category, Ugly Sweater and Most Festive Awards. All proceeds benefit the Cannon County High School Cheer Competition team. For more information and specific details and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Moortown Volunteer Fire Auxiliary Incorporated and the Moortown Volunteer Fire Department are hosting a country ham breakfast this Saturday, November 10th from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Cannon South Elementary School. On the menu is country ham, Goolsby sausage, scrambled eggs, biscuits, hash browns, sausage gravy, coffee, juice, milk, and water. Adults cost is $10. Ages 4 and under $5 carry out. Plates are available. For delivery orders, contact Fire Chief Michael George at 542-0282 or Assistant Chief Kevin Carnegie at area code 615-691-1490 or the Volunteer Fire Department's Auxiliary President Samantha Hollinsworth at 615-904-5950. Come and get your country ham breakfast this Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Cannon South Elementary. For more events and news information, keep it tuned right here on the best music on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the Election Commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. We're back here as the third quarter is about ready to
commence. Long range shot by Estes won't fall, and DeKalb will get it back as we start the third quarter. There's a turnaround jumper by Agee. And she is fouled. Two shots. DeKalb ball. Agee will step to the free throw line. Free throw one up, rattles out, no good. Coming up next, the boys matchup, and if you're out there in internet radio land and you have not seen this middle school boys basketball team, you are missing out. Here comes a missed free throw. Cannon will get the rebound. Hunter will run it down. Mason over to Estes. Nice pass. Beautiful pass. Beautiful look by Estes up the floor. And, you know, they said last year she played for Westside, and they said that she was somebody that you're going to have to watch. Pass goes over. Here comes a jumper by Muse, and it rolls in. 14 for Naomi. 20-6 to score. Left side, number 13, Adcock. Here comes a runner. Won't go. That's shot up by Young. Here's a jumper. No. And a group rebound, and it'll be DeKalb County ball, or Canyon County ball, as there's a push on number 32, Lily Young. There's two middle schools, I guess, in DeKalb County. There's a middle school, maybe just one. DeKalb West has got a program as well, a basketball program. Top of the key right side, Mason over it goes in the corner. Estes for three. Got it! Long range for Addison Estes. She's knocked down seven, 22-16. 25-16. Six. 25-6. Here's number 32 going in. That was Young, and Bella Mason just picks the pocket clean. Back over to Estes. Estes throws one up, and now they're going to call contact foul, and it's going to go against DeKalb. Two shots for Addison Estes. We will carry the high school football game, the playoff game, on a tape delayed basis if you didn't hear. They're playing Loudon on Friday night, first round. Second free throw is up, no good. So Estes hits one of two. She has eight. And Agee threw it right into the hands of, toward the hands of number 32, Lily Young. Problem was when she threw the ball, Young had already turned around. Cannonball. Mason lets one fly over to Estes, and Estes will bring it up. Estes comes across half court, lobs it down to Sism. Bounce pass, Mason jumper, won't go, rattle out, rebound Young, and Mason ties it up. Held ball, possession arrow belongs to DeKalb. Here comes number 22. Agee threw it away, but Estes couldn't quite get it. Inbound. Comes over to Jordan Agee. Agee sails a pass over the head of number 23, Derek, and that'll bring Hendrickson off the bench, and there goes. Pass inside. Hunter comes out from nowhere and missed the layup. That was something just for Hunter to come get that one. Left side. That's Young. Flies it back out to Agee. He drives it. Runner off the glass. Ball deflected. Here comes Muse lays it up, and there's a foul. And number 43 will check in. Two shots for Muse. Free throw is up and is good. Number 43, Hannah Pitts, checks into the game. Second free throw is good. So 28-6. That's right side. Underneath. Shot up. No. Hunter almost had the rebound. Now the put back and comes a shot good by the free throw by and that one's no good, one of two for number 32 Young. Long pass, there's a jumper, it's good by Estes. Estes knocks it down, 9-10 points. Here's a three. Rattles out. 2:39 left to go. And the Cav with the basketball. Jumper up. Won't go. Estes takes down the rebound. Flies it over to Muse. Naomi. Layup, yes, it's there. Now taken away by Muse. Muse will drive it up, layup, good, and a foul. Substitutions have come in. Muse has got 18 so far. Free throw coming up is off the mark. The rebound pulled down by number 32, Lily Young. Young will go the other way with it. Get it on over to Hendrickson. Hendrickson. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be last touch by who? Minute 51. Pass in the corner. And a foul is going to be called on Cannon. Free throws coming up from number 32, Young, and Lily hits one of them. Second one coming up. Thank you. Here comes Sism. Long range shot, no good. And the ball goes over the back. It's going to be Hunter. Thirty-four-8 the score. Right side pass. Drive it. Shot block. No foul. And two shots. Free throws coming up, one in. Young's got three, 34-9. Second free throw is good. 34-9. Long pass to Mason. Mason will get it over. Drop it off top of the key. Estes. Estes. And it's a fight for the ball. Inbound coming up. Loose ball. Long pass. Here's a three. Won't go for DeKalb. And they'll run down the rebound. Long pass. It goes over to Estes, and Estes will finish off the break. Addison with 12. And that's the end of quarter number three. 35-10 our score. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more.
Download the Zeno, spelled Z-E-N-O, radio app from your app store. In the Explorer, type the words Canon and the word rock. Push play and add it to your favorites. Live free audio broadcasts of Cannon County Middle School and High School basketball all season long, in addition to the best rock on the planet to rock your day. Video live streaming, including the audio you hear on Cannon Rock Radio of all Cannon County High School basketball games, will be available for $6.99 a game or $5.99 a month on hometownshowcase.com. So download the Zeno Radio app if you want to listen to the games. Or if you want to watch them, hit us up on hometownshowcase.com.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
Start of the fourth quarter. It'll be Cannon battling for the ball, and there's going to be a foul on DeKalb County. Agee. 36-10. Inbound, and AG traveled all over the place. AG gonna drive, throws up a over the shoulder type shot. Missed it. And here comes shot no good by number 25, Foster. We got Pitts, Foster, long pass, and it's overthrew, thrown away. Inbound. Cannon's got it. Pass thrown right into the hands of AG. Number 15 for Cannon. Check a name if we can. And AG will go to the free throw line. Emory Rollins is free throw by AG is knocked down. Second free throw is up and it is good, no good. 5:04 left to go, 36-12. Estes pushing the ball up past AG. Baseline. Nice little pick by Higgins. He didn't mean to. And now a foul is, that's going to get Rollins to the free throw line. Maybe. Two shots, yeah. Free throw knocked down by Rollins. Second free throw won't go, and rebound pulled out to the cab. Left side. Down on the baseline. Little jumper by the cab. No good. And the rebound pulled down by number 25. That's Foster. Foster lost it. But did AG tip it? No. Inbound for DeKalb. Gonna run it in the lane, clear it back out to AG. AG drops top of the key, three on the way, it's going no good. Rebound tipped around and going over to Rollins. Long pass going the other way, shot up is good. That's gonna go down to Macy Foster. Shot up, no good, and here comes a foul. AG. Or no, they're gonna call that on Higgins, or who? They're gonna call that on AG. Rollins. Rollins free throw is up. It's no good. The rebound pulled down. Here comes number 14. That's taken back by Cannon. Foster, shot, no. Estes will run down the loose ball, get it over left side, overthrow it. Estes will run it back down. Long pass overthrows and hits a kid on the head. More substitutions coming in for Cannon. Actually, substitutions coming in for DeKalb, and that's a foul there with 3:04 left to go. 39-12 our score. Free throws coming up from Rollins again. One up, none in. And the rebound coming out. Ball kicked. And it'll be taken away by Higgins and a foul. Free throw no good. Mason will come down with the rebound, throwing it up to number 25, Foster. Foster, nice move, and Foster lays it up for the fourth. 41-12. Right side. Top of the key it goes to number 32, Young. Young will drive, pull up the shot, no. Here comes a long pass. And the ball kicked out of bounds. Inbound by Mason. Fires it over. Out to Pitts. Mason. Mason's three. Hits the side of the rim. And rebound controlled by Young for DeKalb. And now in trouble. Pass back to Young. And that's a reach-in foul. Yep. Stops the clock at a minute 57. Free throw. And now what do we got? They're looking at the scoreboard. Maybe the number of team fouls. Yeah, that's what it was, number of team fouls. They had us with 10. These referees are pretty on top of things. I mean, I would not have noticed that. I didn't notice that, no. Now it's 9-8. Okay, so they switched it around. It's kind of close. Free throw up. Rolls in. Another one coming up for Miss Lily Young. That one's up, no good. And a travel. It'll go back to DeKalb or Cannon County. Is this the Lionette's first win of the year? Is this the Lionette's first win of the year? I don't know how they did against Tullahoma.
They got another.
I got Tullahoma. They beat Tullahoma. So they're 2-2 on the season. Losses to Cascade, losses to... Actually, did they beat Cascade? They may have. Over in the corner to Mason. Mason got to make a nice move. Couldn't get it to stick. Rebound Pitts. Throws it back out. Be run back down by Foster. Macy will flip it on over. Rollins to Mason. Jumper up. No good. Rebound Pitts fighting for it, but it'll be won by the Cavs. Vent, or Kent, gets it over to Smith, and Smith will, or Young, shoot up one there. It'll drop, but it won't go because it hit the top of the backboard. Mason flips it over to Mason back. There's a little jumper, and it rattles in by Macy Foster. 30-point lead. Mercy Rule is on with 47 seconds left. Top of the key it goes. A jumper up. No good. Rebound ripped down, and Bella Mason will turn the corner with it. Mason dropping it to Foster. Foster, nice attack on the basket. Couldn't make a stick, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Well, I thought it was supposed to be a nonstop clock, but maybe it's 35. I know last time around it was about 30. Here comes a shot from Foster. No good. And the Cab gets the board. Throw it right to Higgins. Higgins double teamed and won't get the shot. And 4 seconds left. They pretty much can play football if they want to. Game's over. 43-13, your final score, as DeKalb falls to the Cannon County Lionettes here tonight.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official.
We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Kim Kuhn of Spayette Ford, Cannon County, has put together a very nice Cannon County calendar showcasing some of the various places here in Cannon County. The calendar is selling for $15. Proceeds will go to Spayette Ford and Spay and Neuter in Cannon County. Calendars are available at Iron Pig Antiques, 103 North Cannon Street in Woodbury. For more events and news information, keep it tuned right here on the best music on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Need a coat? The annual Coats for Cannon event is Friday, November the 11th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Woodbury Lions Club Shed, located by the Woodbury Lions Club building. Anyone needing a coat is eligible to receive one if they are a Cannon County resident. Donations of slightly used coats, new gloves, socks, and hats are now being taken at Sue Patrick CPA's office at 109 Lester Street in Woodbury, or you can give your used coats to a Lions Club member. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. It's the 32nd annual Cannon Country Christmas, Friday, November 18th and Saturday, November 19th. Watch for more details in the upcoming editions of the Cannon Courier. The Cannon Courier's Turkey Tumble will start November 15th. More announcements on this huge event soon, upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cannon County High School Cheer Competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Cannon County High School. Timed awards in each category, Ugly Sweater and Most Festive Awards. All proceeds benefit the Cannon County High School Cheer Competition Team. For more information and specific details and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Moortown Volunteer Fire Auxiliary Incorporated and the Moortown Volunteer Fire Department are hosting a country ham breakfast this Saturday, November 10th from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Cannon South Elementary School. On the menu is country ham, Goolsby sausage, scrambled eggs, biscuits, hash browns, sausage gravy, coffee, juice, milk, and water. Adults cost is $10. Ages 4 and under $5 carry out plates are available. For delivery orders, contact Fire Chief Michael George at 542-0282 or Assistant Chief Kevin Kanagi at area code 615-691-1490 or the Volunteer Fire Department's Auxiliary President Samantha Hollinsworth at 615-904-5950. Come and get your country ham breakfast this Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Cannon South Elementary. For more events and news information, keep it tuned right here on the best music on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the Election Commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Hey, it's your play-by-play announcer. I spent all my extra money on Halloween candy this week, and no one stopped by Monday, even though I left my outside light on. Probably my screaming sound effects CD that I had playing didn't help, but I was just trying to create a Halloween atmosphere. Any rate, TSSAA charges us $750 a game during football postseason if we want to live stream. While we'd love to do that, since we're just beginning our adventure with HometownShowcase.com, we have decided to bring you this ball game on Friday night on a tape-delayed basis, which is much cheaper. So we'll tape-record the Cannon County and Loudoun game, post it on HometownShowcase.com. The cost to view it is just $6.99, or you can hit the subscribe button and view the entire season to date for just a total of $5.99. Video live streaming on HometownShowcase.com. Download the Zeno, spelled Z-E-N-O, radio app from your app store. In the Explorer, type the words Cannon and the word rock. Push play,
and add it to your favorites. Live free audio broadcasts of Cannon County Middle School and High School basketball all season long, in addition to the best rock on the planet to rock your day. Video live streaming, including the audio you hear on Cannon Rock Radio of all Cannon County High School basketball games, will be available for $6.99 a game or $5.99 a month on hometownshowcase.com. So download the Zeno Radio app if you want to listen to the games. Or if you want to watch them, hit us up on hometownshowcase.com.
All right. We're here to start the next game. As the Cannon County Lions will take on the DeKalb County Saints. We'll get you the starting lineups here in just a minute. Just a reminder. I'm not for sure how long we're going to have power. My batteries will not charge in this phone. So by the time this thing ends, my phone will be dead because it's got the Wi-Fi on it. And we're about ready to get things started. Here in Woodbury. And the inbound, or the tip-off will be won by Cannon. And the shot is missed by Ryan Lyons. It'll get over to Cannon, and Bryson will get it taken away from him by Lyons. Lyons moving against Alexander. Alexander out of position. And Alexander will pick up the foul. Zeke Walkup, Miles Alexander, Levi Hatfield, John Andrew, Bryson, and Anderson Lara for Cannon. Ryan Lyons is going to be the featured guy here for DeKalb as he throws one over to Tucker Webb, and Webb buries a three. Get things started. DeKalb goes full court press. Hatfield lost it on the way down. Lyons will pick it up, bounce it over to number five, Elliot Barnes. Barnes goes in, layup, no, rebound pulled down by Hatfield. Out, flip pass going to Lara. Lara moving in. That's going to be a charge against DeKalb. So Anderson Lara will pick up number one. Two quick fouls on Cannon County. Lyons gets the ball back off the full court press. Lard, double team, not there. Gives it to the right side, now to Webb. Webb drops it off to Lyons inside. Back out to Webb. Lyons wide open. Three, got it. 6-0. Miles Alexander will bring it up, and he almost lost it. Hatfield gives it over to John Andrew Bryson, who flips it on over to Lara. Lara gonna drive it, pull up a runner, won't go. The rebound, number 11, Keese Hannah, and Hannah dribbles up the floor with it. Hannah drops it in the paint, puts a little fade jumper, won't go, and the rebound by Bryson. Outlet pass to Lara. Lara, bullet pass, finds Hatfield. Hatfield underneath, and they're going to call a jump ball. It's him and JT Summers tangle up. Inbound. Hatfield, Alexander. Drops it to Hatfield, and or to Walkup, and Walkup's pushed from behind by Summers. That'll be number one for DeKalb. Inbound. Lara. Long pass over to Bryson. Baseline jumper won't go. Rebound Hatfield. Flares it back over. Now back to Bryson. Bryson drives it. Pulls up a little one-handed. And it drops in. 6-2. Cannons on the board. Lions drives by, and Hatfield will pick up the foul. Inbound from Tucker Webb for the Saints. Lobbing it to Webb, or to Barnes. Elliott, top of the key, goes over the lines. Ryan, right side, drops it down low, and as he does, shot going to be pulled up. No good. Rebound, walk up in Summers. Summers out, rebounds. Gets it back to Lyons. Lyons drives, and a blocking foul. No foul called. John Andrew Bryson. Bryson against Summers. Pulls up. No. Rebound, Hatfield stabs at it. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by the Cab. Kev might be complaining of some home cooking right here. Pass to Hatfield. Hatfield lays it in. 6-4. Pass it goes over to number 11. Hannah breaks the full court press. Right side Lions. Ball fakes three. It's off the mark, and Hatfield gets the rebound. Tries to get it over to Miles. Miles has got it. 2-on-1. Miles cruising in the lane. Goes up for the layup. Good. Over the top of Ryan Lyons. Tied up at 6. Pass Hatfield and almost broken up. Webb, pass deflected. Alexander's got it. Alexander going to drive the baseline through 2. Layup good. Miles in Canyon County takes the lead by 2. There's a turnover. Laura Alexander, boom. 6. We got to talk about it for DeKalb. We'll take a break. Cannon with the lead by 4. We'll take a break and we'll come back. 10-6 your score.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402. Or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market in Deli.
Did throw it away. Come off a bounce. And it'll be cannonball. Walker Hatfield, nice play. Miles Alexander will bring it up. 10-6 Cannon. They've gone on a 10-0 run. Laura in the lane. Dishes out. Alexander fires a 3. Short rebound. Hatfield had a hand on it, but it bounced back off to number five, Elliott Barnes. Barnes goes to Lyons. Lyons right side. Lost it, but Webb's there to pick it up. Slings it inside Summers. Summers trying to move in. That's number 32. Sorry. That's going to be Luke Johnson. His shot no good. Rebound no good. Rebound. Laura's got it. Laura clears it to Miles Alexander, and Alexander will direct traffic. Goes to the left side to Bryson across the timeline. Right side now to Laura. Anderson left wing. They go down low to Hatfield. Hatfield, beautiful position. There'll be a foul. Going to be called on Luke Johnson. That'll be number 1 on Luke. Minute 17 to go in the opening quarter. Miles Alexander back over Laura for 3. Rattled out. Hatfield with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Nice shot. And a putback. Good rebound by Levi. 12-6. Lyons. And nobody cuts him off. Lyons going to the right side baseline. Gets it inside to Johnson. Johnson back out Lyons. Here's a shot by Barnes. No good. The rebound and the putback by number 11, Keith Hanna. 12-8. Alexander going the baseline. Back out, Laura. NBA three, buried it. 15-8. Lions double team, clears it over to Webb. Now to Hannah, and Hannah knocks down his second consecutive. 15-10, 10 seconds left. Alexander looking underneath, threw it past Hatfield. Had Hatfield wide open. And if Hatfield had any leaping ability, that would have been a dunk. Inbound, and Laura disrupts the pass. Ball goes out of bounds, but Anderson last touched it with 4 seconds left. Long pass. There's Hannah for a three, and it's no good. At the end of one, Cannon at 15 at the DeKalb Middle Saints 10. We'll be back in a moment, quarter number two.
Did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
15-10, the score. Put a fresh 6 minutes on the clock and get ready for second quarter action. A reminder, the football game this weekend on Friday night will be on tape delay. We'll be traveling down to Loudoun. And let me tell you something. They've got a big-time football program. It's a football program that I'm sure Cannon County would like to duplicate. Press is treated with red carpet up there. That's the only reason why I'm going. No, I'm just kidding. We'll have the tape-delayed broadcast for you on the next day, but we'll have the report in the paper as well. Now the referees get in between Bryson and Lyons, and Lyons touch the ball, and it'll be Cannonball. Inbound, Hatfield. Back out to Miles Alexander. 15-10, quarter number two has just started. Left side, Hatfield cross-courts it. They drop it down in the paint. Turn around by Walkup and a nice baseline turnaround jumper. Walkup's got his fourth. 17-10. Here's a steal from Miles Alexander. Alexander. There's a runner and won't go. Lyons rips down the board and Ryan turns down to the right side. Between the leg dribble and kicked it out of bounds and oh, they're going to say. And Lyons thought it was off of him. So, you know, if he's selling it, that's when you make the call that it is, isn't it? Lyons. Fakes, tries to get by Bryson, but Anderson's right there to pick him up. Quadruple team, loose ball, bounced back, and ends up in Anderson's hands. Overthrows Alexander. DeKalb ball, Cannon County 17, DeKalb 10, 4:58 left to go in the first half. These two teams will meet again up in Smithville on Friday. Pass inside to Hannah. Keese. Top of the key, here comes number 10. That's Anthony Moore's just checked in. Right side of number 5, Barnes. Barnes goes up for the shot, no. Laura with a touch pass deflected, but right back into the hands of Moore. Moore pass deflected. There's Walkup. It's deflected. And still a hot potato, a jump ball. possession number belongs to Cannon. We'll see how long Cannon holds on to it. Substitutions coming in. Garion Gibbs and Cale Sellers. Sellers played well in the JV game. So did Gibbs for that matter. And Laura along with Walkup will take a seat. So Cannon goes a little small, but Sellers, he's a rebounding machine. He's going to be there in the guard spot going over to Gibbs. Gibbs with a runner and overshot. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Cannon ball. .414 left to go in the first half. Inbound. Gibbs got it. Garion flips it back over to Alexander. Now Alexander for three. No good, but there's Hatfield with the rebound. He reached in. Sellers got it back, and he puts it up and in. Cale with two. 19-10. Your score. Cannon by nine. Long pass over in the corner. Johnson. Sellers blocks it, and Hatfield comes away with it, but threw it right to the Lions. Lions will drive it inside. Ball tipped. Three on the way off the mark. There's a number one by Lions, and Lions will step in and get the rebound, and a timeout called by DeKalb. 30-second timeout. We've got a 30-second one waiting as well back in a moment.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Coming out of that timeout, they're going to put Zeke Walker back into the ballgame. Hatfield will take a rest. 3:33 left to go in the first half. It's Cannon by seven. Biggest lead has been by nine. Over in the corner, Alexander. Trying to make the move on his defensive man. Goes for a little fade jumper against number 23, Aiden Summers, and buries it. Alexander with eight. Pass deflected. Hannah comes down with it, loose ball, and now Garion Gibbs trying to carry it. Look at Bryson. Bryson moving up, and there's a pass deflected, and here comes Alexander. Alexander going up for the layup. Good. 23-12. 10 of those points belong to Miles. Long pass. Summers. Summers grabs it back over. Three on the way from Lyon. No good. Summers gets the rebound. Pass inside it goes. Turn around by Hannah. Won't go. Rebound by Keese. Keese off the glass, and he scores a six. 23-12 and a timeout called by the Lions. They want a full timeout
to
talk about it.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life. Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
23-14, 2:32 left to go in the first half. Lions with a 9-point lead. Next ball game for Cannon County, they'll have to skip the Smith County game they had scheduled for Thursday. It was scheduled earlier this week. School's out Wednesday and Thursday, and then their next game will be Friday against this same DeKalb County Saint middle school team. Laura will inbound with Hannah on top of him. They'll feed it over to Alexander, and Miles will work it up against Summers. He'll blow by Summers easily. No-look pass over to Sellers, and it's blocked. And a pushing foul on who? 23. Walk. Okay. That'll be Walkup's first, team's fourth. Anderson, Laura, and the pass underneath. Wide open is Turner, and no good. Rebound. There's a travel, but Coach, they're not going to call that one. They could have called a foul, so they're not going to call that either. Here comes Alexander. There's almost a carry. He's going to drive the ball in the lane underneath the Walkup. There's a foul, no called. Sellers, and he stepped on the line. So now they're letting them play. But you got to let them play on both ends so you can adjust to the officiating. Pass lines, and it's taken away by Alexander. Miles. Going to work it up against a much taller Hannah. There's a mismatch somewhere, and it's going to be Garen Gibbs. Turn around, walk up, shot, short, rebound, Sellers tipping it. Summers has got it, clears it out to number three, Webb. Now back to Lyons, and Ryan will bring it up. DeKalb trails by seven. Laura disrupts, gets the foul. Underneath it goes to Alexander, going against Summers. That's an easy layup. 12 for Miles Alexander. Lyons. Right side picks up the dribble. Baseball pass to the other side to Summers. Aiden back to Lyons on the right wing. Lob it inside to Hannah, and Walkup takes a gamble and will pick up foul number two. John Andrew Bryson will check in. Gary and Gibbs will take a seat. And the inbound, better watch out, Bryson. They're going to bounce it off of you and get it back. Here comes a three. Lyons rattles out. Sellers with a nice board. Miles Alexander will bring it up the floor. Alexander top of the key, working against Lyons. Nice screen by Walkup. Alexander fights straight through. Shot blocked, and now they're going to call a charge against who? 11. I was about ready to say, they look like Walkup thought it was against him, and he was about ready to say something, but it should have been against Keith Hanna, which that's going to be his first. 25-16, passes side, Sellers couldn't make it stick. Rebound by Walkup, and now the ball goes out of bounds. And Hanna will pick up two quick ones. Inbound, lob, in the corner, inside it goes, there's Sellers, shot blocked, and this time Walkup will be behind. On, 25-16, and Walkup's got his third. Hatfield will re-enter the ball game, and Lyons, pass it goes over and back, and DeKalb County will turn the ball over. Alexander talking to Anderson, Laura, 15 seconds left, telling him what he wants to do in the last second here. Right side to Bryson over in the corner. Anderson for three. Won't go. Hatfield jumps up too high, and Laura will pick it up, get rid of it over to Alexander. Alexander's three off the glass. And that's the end of the first half of play. 25-16 the score. Halftime, DeKalb County trails the Cannon County Lions back in a moment.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan?
Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Kim Kuhn of Spay It Forward, Cannon County, has put together a very nice Cannon County calendar showcasing some of the various places here in Cannon County. The calendar is selling for $15. Proceeds will go to Spay It Forward and Spay and Neuter in Cannon County. Calendars are available at Iron Pig Antiques, 103 North Cannon Street in Woodbury. For more events and news information, keep it tuned right here on the best music on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Need a coat? The annual Coats for Cannon event is Friday, November the 11th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Woodbury Lions Club Shed, located by the Woodbury Lions Club building. Anyone needing a coat is eligible to receive one if they are a Cannon County resident. Donations of slightly used coats, new gloves, socks, and hats are now being taken at Sue Patrick CPA's office at 109 Lester Street in Woodbury, or you can give your used coats to a Lions Club member. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. It's the 32nd annual Cannon Country Christmas, Friday, November 18th and Saturday, November 19th. Watch for more details in the upcoming editions of the Cannon Courier. The Cannon Courier's Turkey Tumble will start November 15th. More announcements on this huge event soon, upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cannon County High School Cheer Competition is hosting a couple of fundraisers on Saturday, November the 19th. One of them is a $7 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, which will be in the high school cafeteria from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. November the 19th. $5 for ages 10 and under. Also, the Ugly Sweater Spread the Cheer 5K Fun Run will take place that day at the Cannon County High School. Timed awards in each category, ugly sweater, and most festive awards. All proceeds benefit the Cannon County High School Cheer Competition team. For more information and specific details, and also to register, please visit www.smore.com/CN7D9. More news and events to be announced on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Moortown Volunteer Fire Auxiliary Incorporated and the Moortown Volunteer Fire Department are hosting a country ham breakfast this Saturday, November 10th, from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Cannon South Elementary School. On the menu is country ham, Goolsby sausage, scrambled eggs, biscuits, hash browns, sausage gravy, coffee, juice, milk, and water. Adults' cost is $10. Ages 4 and under $5 carry out. Plates are available. For delivery orders, contact Fire Chief Michael George at 542-0282 or Assistant Chief Kevin Kanagi at area code 615-691-1490 or the Volunteer Fire Department's Auxiliary President Samantha Hollinsworth at 615-904-5950. Come and get your country ham breakfast this Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Cannon South Elementary. For more events and news information, keep it tuned right here on the best music on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the Election Commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Hey, it's your play-by-play announcer. I spent all my extra money on Halloween candy this week, and no one stopped by Monday, even though I left my outside light on. Probably my screaming sound effects CD that I had playing didn't help, but I was just trying to create a Halloween atmosphere. Any rate, TSSAA charges us $750 a game during football postseason if we want to live stream. While we'd love to do that, since we're just beginning our adventure with HometownShowcase.com, we have decided to bring you this ball game on Friday night on a tape-delayed basis, which is much cheaper. So we'll tape-record the Cannon County and Loudoun game, post it on HometownShowcase.com. The cost to view it is just $6.99, or you can hit the subscribe button and view the entire season to date for just a total of $5.99. Video live streaming on HometownShowcase.com.
Download the Zeno, spelled Z-E-N-O, radio app from your app store. In the Explorer, type the words Canon and the word Rock. Push play and add it to your favorites. Live free audio broadcasts of Canon County Middle School and High School basketball all season long, in addition to the best rock on the planet to rock your day. Video live streaming, including the audio you hear on Canon Rock Radio of all Canon County High School basketball games, will be available for $6.99 a game or $5.99 a month on hometownshowcase.com. So download the Zeno Radio app if you want to listen to the games. Or if you want to watch them, hit us up on hometownshowcase.com.
Lions just sent a Miles Alexander shot almost to the bleachers. 25-16, third quarter just starting. Lions will find a wide open Miller and our Summers, and JT Summers will pick up the foul, and that's going to be Kale Sellers' first. Zeke walk up in foul trouble with three since the second half, start of the second half. Kale Sellers in for him. They're about one or two post players away from having a really good team depth-wise, because Kale is more of a guard, small forward-oriented, same way with Bryson. And second free throw by JT knocks both of them down. The lead is cut to eight. Or no, one. Lead is cut to seven. 25-18. Alexander finds Sellers. Sellers in the lane, dishes back out. Lara going one-on-one, puts it up. It's short, and Hannah touched it last. Bryson will inbound. Under Laura, the coach, he's at the very end of the bench on the right side instead of the left. I told him, you've got a coaching box, here it is, and don't step over the line, as Bryson tries the three, misfires, and rebound by DeKalb. Lions behind the back, going to drive in the lane, and he double pumped it. I think Hatfield had a hand on it. Falls in, the lead is cut to five. 4-0 run by DeKalb. Lara, long to the right side. Here's Bryson. Bryson got a drive, pull up the hard jumper, no good. Rebound, and Hannah throwing a little elbow. There's a ball deflected. Lions will get it over in the corner. Webb on the baseline into Summers. JT turn around by Hannah, won't go, and Alexander will bring the ball up. Alexander drives in the lane. Floater thrown up. No good. Rebound. Alexander will come down with it. Alexander fires up a three. No. Rebound tipped. Hatfield's got it. Knocked it to Hannah. Cannonball. Alexander will inbound over to Hatfield. Right side, Laura for three. No good. Rebound controlled by Keith Hannah. DeKalb looking to try to inch more into the comeback. Missed the shot. Rebound by Sellers, trying to get it to Laura. Loose ball picked up by Summers, but it's deflected, and here's Bryson. Bryson against Lions, no foul. Inbound, Alexander goes over to Bryson. Flips it to Laura. Top of the key, Alexander. Miles will back it up. Now start to move on Barnes. Goes to the left wing. Gets the ball back. Fakes. Got to go cross-court it. Laura's got it. Laura drives on Lions, and Laura scores. Anderson's been quiet. He's got five. 27-20. The lead is back up to seven. Biggest lead of the night's been nine. Hannah, left side. Now you got to Underneath it goes. There's Summers, and Summers is slapped by Levi Hatfield. That'll be his second. JT Summers will step to the free throw line for two shots. Free throw one up, no good. Hatfield will come in or out. Walkup will come in. I've got Walkup with three fouls, Hatfield with two. I don't know if I would have taken him out. Missed by Summers, 27-20, and here's the Lions. Lions, ball fakes, drops it right into the hands of Cale Sellers. Sellers, in some trouble, looking at the ground, fires it up, layup good. That's the way to get out of trouble. 29-20. Lions, pass it goes, and Laura almost had a hand on it. Summers gets it back. Summers has got to make a move. Shot hits the top of the backboard. Canyon County ball. Hatfield has got to play back, or not Hatfield, but Walkup has got to play back. You don't want him picking up his fourth foul. 2:23 left to go before the fourth quarter. And it's all Cannon right now, matching their biggest lead of the night, 29-20. We'll take a break and be back with more in a moment.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
Back here, left side, pass goes underneath. Johnson's got it, and his layup is good. Luke Johnson with his first two, 29-22. The lead is cut to seven. Alexander with the floater, no good. And now, pass deflected. Alexander fighting Lions for it. Loose ball, and it'll go back to Barnes. Pass deflected. Sellers got it. Long pass over Alexander. He's got it. Layup good. 31-22. Pass Hannah. Pushing off. Shot. No good. Rebound. Walkup. And there's a foul this time. As Walkup and Hannah mix it up. That'll be three on Keese. And that's going to be his third. That'll bring up number 23, Aiden Summers. And number five, Elliot Barnes will take a seat. They're going to keep Hannah in there. And the inbound goes over to Alexander. Miles going to work against Webb easily. Gets it over to Sellers. Dumps it down to Walkup, and Walkup with the layup. Nice transition. Biggest lead of the night's 11. Lions. They trap. Goes over to Summers. Aiden finds Johnson. Johnson mowing his way in. Shot no good. And Walkup hands the rebound over to Miles. Hannah lost the ball. Reached in, slapped the ball away. Alexander calling the play, gets it over to Bryson, left side, down on the baseline. They drop it down to Walkup. Walkup making a nice move, flips it up, no. Rebound, loose ball, Sellers, it hits Lyons in the legs. He slowly reacts to it. And Sellers and Bryson, and where's the foul there? Here's a shot by Hannah. Won't go. Hits the top of the backboard. That should be a cannon ball. inconsistent calling, and it was not touched by Cannon to block it. Made it on its own. And now a technical. Blood. Yep. Well, if Keese doesn't get taken out for three fouls, Blood will. Bloody nose. Sellers will take a seat. Here comes Gary and Gibbs in the ball game. Gibbs will flip it over to Laura for the last 21 seconds of this quarter. Laura behind the back dribble. Alexander, 3 second violation that we haven't called since the beginning of Dinosaurs. 33-22. I mean, these guys, in the one game before, we had a kid that was camping out in the lane for us, no call. In the JV game, long pass. Alexander almost had it. It was tipped by Webb. Over to Gibbs. Runner up. Nah, just rattled out. And that's going to be the end of the third. 33-22. Cannon's got their biggest lead by 11. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more in the fourth quarter in a moment.
Did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law. Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
All right. Fourth quarter. ...33-22, the score with 6 minutes left to go in the game. We put the fourth and final quarter of regulation. There was one tie, one lead change. DeKalb County got out to a 6-0 lead. Cannon answered with 10 unanswered points. And now they lead by 11. Miles Alexander will bring it up. He's going to drive in the lane, lay it up one-handed. Miles, seventh grader, by the way. 35-22. Lions blowing by everybody. Throws it right inside to Johnson. Johnson finishes it off. So a timeout. Called by DeKalb. They want to talk it over. We'll be back. 35-24.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
11-point lead, 35-24. 5:39 left to go in the game. Cannon County Middle School Lions looking to go 4-0 on the year. People were speculating that Smith County game might be close, and their date with Upperman in a few days, that's going to be a tough one. DeKalb got out to a 6-0 lead. Cannon came back, scored 10 unanswered, and has rolled from there. Inbound Bryson. To Alexander, and Miles will break the full court press, overthrow Laura, and threw it out of bounds. Ryan Lyons will bring it up. Come across half court, left side. Aiden Summers back over to the Lyons, right side. There's Lines and Summers, Aiden Summers. Now over to Webb. Hannah. Kels is bumped. And that was more of an acting thing than anything. Give him an Oscar and hope Will Smith doesn't hit him. So Kels, who's got himself 8 points, stays at eight with an awkward free throw. Second free throw, he missed it, but he came over the line as soon as he shot it because he knew he was going to miss it. And lane violation on Hannah. Full court press. John Andrew Bryson breaks the full court press. Bounces it over to Sellers underneath the hat to Walkup, and Walkup lays it up and in. 35-24. Triple team. Now they go back to Hannah. Keys down on the baseline. Aiden Summers for three. He buried it. Aiden off the bench. 37-27. The lead cut to 10. Alexander over to Sellers. Wide open is, and Sellers is going to the free throw line after getting smashed by Ryan Lyons. Sellers going to the free throw line for two shots. One up, none in. So Ryan Lyons tells Kale, you got to earn him at the free throw line, and Kale misses the first one. I think this is Lyons' first foul. Second free throw goes in. One of two for Kale Sellers. He's got five. Lyons lost it as he tried to turn around. Now they go back and pick it up. Pass to Hannah. Hannah in the lane. Walkup leaves his feet. Luckily, didn't get called for a foul. Hannah completes the play. 38-29. Bryson, 9. Over and back. No call. Aiden Summers gets the loose ball. Throws it. Bryson will pick it up. Throw a strike down to Alexander. Alexander now. He's going to stop. Pop the one-hander. No. Gets his own rebound back. Top of the key. Bryson shovels it over to Lard. Drops it down to Sellers. Sellers, no. But there's Walkup. He's got position and he scores. Walkup with double figures. We're back up by 11. 40-29. 3:54 left to go in the game. Long pass. There's Aiden. Summers 3. No. Rebound by Hannah. And he pops it in for his 12th. 40-31. 3:49 left. And Hannah will pick up number 4. That's who they called. Barnes will have to check in. That's a major blow for DeKalb if he's got 4. Maybe they called that one on number 3. Webb. Webb was in front of him. Alexander coming across half court. Walkup throws the screen. 3:29 left to go, and Alexander blows by the defense and lays it in for 18. Number 1, Lyons, down on the baseline, pass deflected, Lyons, and a loose ball, Bryson will pick it up, looking behind him, lays it up and in. That's John Andrews' first 2, by the way, matches the biggest lead of the evening at 13. Lyons over in the corner, 3 on the way, and oh, another acting job by number 5. Elliot Barnes. He's got a great supporting cast in that. One up, none in. Hatfield and Lucas Tuffofford will be checking in. Free throw number 2 is good. John Andrew Bryson and Walkup will take a seat. They might not be done, though. There's still 12-point lead and 2:50 left to go before this game is over with. Set third free throw is good. So two for Elliott Barnes. And Webb checks back in. Aiden Summers will take a seat. TJ Summers is back in. So the Cavs got their starting five in the game. Inbound. Comes over and here's Laura. Anderson drops it down. Hatfield finishes it off. 6 points for Levi. Lead back up to 13. 2.5 left. Lions. Here comes Webb for three. Alexander gets the ball and they're going to call a held ball. Possession arrow belongs back to the Cab. Oh no, they're going to call a foul. And number 11, if that's that should be his fourth. Inbound. Here's Alexander. Gonna work the baseline. Throw a little floater up is good, and it should have been an and one. Dad Dan over there is saying the and one. He got in trouble for that a few games ago, saying the and one. An official came over and told him to quiet down. Turnaround jumper by Hannah rattles out. Rebound Alexander in there, but it's taken away by Johnson. Here's Barnes. His jumper's good for the three. Five for Elliott Barnes. All five of those points in this fourth quarter. And a timeout called by DeKalb. We'll take a break. 48-36. Back in a moment.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life. Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
48-36, a minute 49 left to go in the game. Cannon by 12. They led by as many as 15. And here comes Alexander, and coach is trying to get him to put a full court press on, and DeKalb wasn't listening to their coach. He's throwing his hands up like, where are you? Pass goes over to Sellers. Sellers had a defender on his back, loose ball. Hatfield over now to Bryson, and he'll stick a layup in. 50-36. Pass over in the corner. Now they get it inside. Hannah fighting. Hannah lays it up. No. Hannah gets the rebound. No. Sellers grabbed it back. And Laura's got it. Anderson. Long pass. Levi knocks it down to corral it. And here comes Bryson, who traveled going in. Layup, no. It's open runner. And here comes the other way with Barnes. Barnes against Laura. Lays it up. No. Rebound pulled down. And there's a foul. That'll be Bryson sticking his hands in there, number 10. Anthony Moore will go to the free throw line. Free throw up, free throw good. That'll be Moore's first one. Be sure to check out this game summary in next week's edition of the Cannon Courier. We'll have that plus a couple of pictures. Free throw number two is no good. Ball remains DeKalb ball. as Walkup checks back in. I knew Walkup's day wasn't finished. And the inbound. Pass it goes. And Laura will strip it. Go over to Bryson. Bryson watching for Lyons. Lyons. And the ball goes out of bounds by Lyons. Seconds left. Cannon going 5-0 on the year. Laura, top of the key, but I'm going to tell you, 30-second timeout. I don't think in DeKalb, when they return to DeKalb, I think there can be some adjustments made. One of those adjustments is you got to get the big men in foul trouble all the way around. They don't have any post. I mean, Kale Sellers does well, but he's small. When they have to go to a small lineup, John Andrew Bryson and Kale Sellers are the workhorses in this. But I like this group of young men on the floor and on this team, period. And I think, you know, sky's the limit if they can grow up together. I know you've got some eighth graders, but get them playing AAU ball, backyard basketball, whatever, together. And there's a foul on Webb. 19 seconds left. By the time these guys reach sophomore and junior status in high school, and Lyons slapping on Alexander. Look at Lyons. I'm trying to find out how many fouls the Cavs got. Is that correct? Six? I think nobody knows. Inbound. Alexander working against Lyons. Alexander. And he's pushed. That's got to be an intentional. That's an intentional foul. Not even go. That's what Miles is saying. And watch out. We're going to have a warning. He stepped up. He got up. And a technical foul. This referee had been warning Pedro. He warned Pedro before the game. He said, I don't want to see any of your assistants stand up in the game. One of them stood up because that should have been an intentional foul. Now they call it technical. Okay, they're going to give Alexander his free throws first, which should be a two-shot foul. One up, none in. Now we go for the technical free throws. Let's see who gets those. Is that going to be number 11? Now they're going to go with Barnes on the technicals. Free throw one up, no good. Second free throw rattles out. Oh, no. 50-37. And now we got Mark Passenger coming into the game. Watch out. Sit down. That assistant over there getting up. I guarantee you that's what that referee just went over there and told him. Got to keep seated, especially if you're the one picking up the technical.
Hey, he did warn him.
Yeah. Inbound. 13 seconds. Shot up. No. Rebound tipped, and that's going to be Passenger to get the board. And Bryson 3 seconds left. Long pass. Gibbs three. No. Final score, 50-37. I got to save my battery so I can have a possibility of recovering all of my information tomorrow when I have to switch phones. Hopefully the number will be the same. Thank you for listening, and we'll post this on the Cannon Courier tomorrow.